He's working at your home. He's working in your job. He's working in this church. But there's something about that act of faith. I'm going to that altar and I'm putting my faith in Jesus and I'm going to get what he has for me today. And so don't ever feel like you have to be a member of the church or that coming up is some trick that we have to make you join. We'd love for you to be a part of our church family, but that's not what this altar is for chiefly. It's for anyone that needs anything from God. Amen. And in particular today, after this simple message, we would invite everyone to come receive what you need from the Lord. In fact, I need your help there, Brother Mark. I'm going to read from Ephesians 3 and 16 down through 19. I don't believe that you had all of these verses, but I want to read a prayer that the Apostle Paul prayed for the church in Ephesus, and I would like to pray that prayer for us today from Ephesians 3. Let's pick up at verse number 16, and we'll read it. This is his prayer, Ephesians 3 and 16. Have we got it there? That this is what he's praying, that God, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that the Spirit of God would do something inside of us that would transform us. Then the next part of the prayer, verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know, verse 19, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. What a powerful prayer, that every saint would get the Spirit of God inside of them in such a measure that they would know the love of God. Even though it's even beyond comprehension, the Spirit of God can reveal to each of us just a little bit more each day how much God loves us, how much God loves you. So I want to preach for just a little bit. No matter what, I will always love you. No matter what, I will always love you. Let's ask the Lord to pour out his Spirit today. I ask the church family to pray in the Spirit right now. I ask for our leaders, our elders, our ministry team, could you lift your voice praying in the Holy Ghost that as the Scripture promises that there would be an outpouring of the Spirit upon all flesh, that we would know the love of God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, and let's all together clap our hands and thank the Lord for answering that prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you. You may be seated. I will not dwell on some of the bittersweet emotions that can be connected with Mother's Day. And yet I don't want to be insensitive to those here that may be going through something that's connected with Mother's Day in your experience where you might not be feeling everything everybody else is feeling. I think the answer for all of us is the love of God. Amen. And I want to say today that One writer summed up my experience with my mom, and certainly I've already given honor to the moms in my life, but there are several of you that you could relate to this. It's a poem entitled No Matter What. No Matter What. And she writes this: there are times when you will upset me and cause me unwanted anger, but no matter what, I will always love you. Think of a mom that is the role model of a mom saying these words. There are cruel words you might say that will cause me hurt and bring me sadness, but no matter what, I will always love you. There are some moms here that you have lived these statements. There are going to be unwise decisions that you will make that will disappoint me, but no matter what, I will always love you. Remember how you felt when she said we were getting married? You still loved her. That's what I mean, but no, I'm just kidding. There are actions you might act upon that will cause me to worry about you, but no matter what, I will always love you. There will be moments where you will make me cry, you will bring me to tears, but no matter what, I will always love you. There will be unforgivable mistakes that you bring upon me, but no matter what, I will always love you. In life, there are struggles and arguments and challenges that we will have to endure. But no matter what, I want you to know that I will always love you now and forever. I know not everybody in this room can relate to this, but for all of us that know that we have been blessed with a mom that exhibits for us a no matter what kind of love, we are blessed today. And we give thanks today for every mom that endeavors to live that way. I understand that even in the world, there are sad cases and heartaches and times when even a mom's love might fail. But it is right on this day to say that even when some moms might fail, there are wonderful moms that have that kind of unconditional love. And we celebrate those moms today. And yet along with that celebration, we have an amazing confidence that for anybody that cannot relate to a mom like that, we need to celebrate the fact that we have a God like that, that no matter what, I will always love you. One famous man from history said this about his mom: youth fades and love droops, the leaves of friendships, they fall, but a mother's secret hope outlives them all. President Abraham Lincoln said, I remember my mother's prayers, and they have always followed me. They have clung to me all my life. On the occasion of Mother's Day, even though there are some people that cannot connect with this, I celebrate every mom whose hope endures. I celebrate every mom whose prayers endure. I celebrate every mom whose love endures. It's that kind of no matter what, I will always love you that helps me see the love of God that's flowing in this sanctuary today for anybody that needs his touch. One famous writer wrote this about a mother's love. I will not read all of the poem, but just the first few lines. A mother's love is something that no one can explain. It is made of deep devotion and of sacrifice and pain. It is endless and unselfish and enduring, come what may. For nothing can destroy it or take that love away. We honor moms today because they help in many cases exemplify for us the love that Jesus Christ has for every single one of us. You know, there's something about a mom's love that is enduring, that is unconditional. And I'm hoping that somebody on this occasion will say, you know what, whether I have an awesome mom or I'm disconnected from my mom, I do know I have an awesome God, and he's as close as the mention of his name. And I'm here to say I want his love to flood my soul. I want his love to reach into my heart and touch my life. So much of love in our world is performance enhanced. If you love me, I will love you. I'm comfortable with that kind of love. If you please me, I will love you. I'm sure I have fallen into that level of shallow love. If you measure up, my love will show up. I'm sure we all can relate to being on one side or the other or both sides of that equation. The reality is, for many of us, a mama's love is as close to unconditional love as we can get. And even for some, there is this sense that I don't even know what you're talking about, Pastor. Well, whatever the case may be, you need to understand today that nothing about your experience is going to keep you from God loving you through every trial of life, through every storm of life. And you could be here today feeling unloved or even unlovable. But if you would be willing to pray that prayer with me, oh God, give me a revelation of your love. Let your spirit do a work inside of my soul that I literally experience the love of God in a supernatural way. I'm telling you, that love is available for every person that is here today. And yet, on the occasion of Mother's Day, I just want to say that it appears that God has designed the love of a mom in such a way that we would understand how much God loves us. Look at the words of the prophet Isaiah, Isaiah 49. He says, but Zion said, the Lord hath forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten me. Some of us know exactly how that feels even today. The next verse from the New Living Translation, it's as if God is speaking. He says, never can a mother forget her nursing child. Can she feel no love for the child she has born? As if that would be impossible for a mom to stop loving her child. But look at God in his wisdom and knowing the frailty of humanity. The very next line may speak to your situation when he says, but even if that were possible, I would never forget you. I have written your name on the palms of my hands. On this Mother's Day, there are some that can celebrate the unconditional love of a mom that is still there for you. But there are others that cannot connect with that experience. But God has promised us in his word, even if a mom might forget, even if a mom might drift, even if someone would never know the love of a mom, there is a God that's promised you, I will never forget you. I will never stop loving you. In fact, I will have for you a no matter what, I will always love you kind of love. Amen. I know sometimes pastors are guilty of preaching for response. Can I say that today I am preaching for response? This message will only be as good as your response. If you can remain in a situation in your life where you feel like, well, if God knew this about me, he wouldn't love me. Or when God considers this about me, there's no way he loves me. If you leave here feeling that way, then I have failed you. But if something in your heart can stir up and say, I don't feel the love of God, but the word of God is promising me that God loves me, I'm going to reach out for him and I'm going to pray, Jesus, let your spirit stir up your love in me. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. What if in just a few moments, every single one of us agreed together, we prayed together in unity, Lord Jesus, let your love overwhelm me right now. Let your love be stirred up in my soul right now. What if there are some of us in this building that we feel so immersed in the love of God that even these words seem unnecessary? We can hardly imagine not feeling loved by God. But even if those of us that might feel that way could link up with someone that has never felt that way, and together we can say, Jesus, we stand upon your word. Let your love do a work in our lives. Let your spirit do a work in our hearts today. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. I come to this message today convinced that God wants to reach every single one of us with his love today. And he is saying to someone here on Mother's Day, even if a mom could stop loving her child, you need to know, I will never stop loving you. Now, I'll just say this, and I'm not trying to be so transparent that some of you might feel uncomfortable, but let me tell you, it seems like God has allowed the love of a mom to mirror the love of Jesus Christ. And so Jesus loves, and sometimes it seems like the response is not there. Jesus loves, and sometimes it seems like all of the things that you had hoped for, all of the dreams that you were planning on, it doesn't seem like they pan out. Isn't it awesome that Jesus loves unconditionally? Can I say, Mama, if you're here today and you've been loving and loving and loving, but some things haven't panned out, don't accuse yourself of being a pitiful mom. Realize that you are honoring Jesus Christ by loving unconditionally. Praise the name of the Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In fact, I'd like to extend that beyond our moms for just a moment. In 2 Corinthians 9 and verse 7, we read, every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. What if God has saturated us with so much love that we can actually love each other and others with unconditional love? You say, I don't know if that's easy. Well, I don't think it's easy either. But I believe the love of God is that powerful and that real that he can turn a lover out of me. He can turn a lover out of you until we love cheerfully. We give cheerfully our love. We give everything that we have to reach out to others. Is there anybody that would raise a hand and say, you know what? I'd like to love that way. I'd like to love without restrictions. I'd like to love without conditions. I'd like to love on a level where the love of God flows through me, where the love of God reaches others through me. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. In the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord. John chapter 3, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You know what that verse shows us about the love of God? No matter what, he will always love you. John 15, greater love hath no man than this, than that a man would lay down his life for his friends. What's that verse showing us today? No matter what, God will always love us. In Romans we read, for scarcely for a righteous man will one die, but peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That sounds like a no matter what, I will always love you. God is reaching for somebody today, and he's saying, you chose this service to come just because it was a holiday, but God didn't take a holiday from this service. He wants you to know, my love is what you need right now. My love is what you need right now. Let my love flow through you right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. So often we come to this altar, and we will in just a few moments, and we come to God for a miracle. I need a healing, Lord. I need a blessing. I've got a situation in my family. I got a situation in my life. I need your touch, and we will come for that. I'm sure we always do, but what if today we came with one prayer? Lord Jesus, let your love flow through me. Let your love flow through me. The most beautiful part about that simple prayer is that if we all pray that prayer, Lord Jesus, let your love flow through me, then someone that needs the love of God, that love will flow through them. But someone that can share the love of God, that love will flow through them to someone that needs the love of God. Is there a chance that every single one of us could agree together? I've got a busy schedule. I've got plans for the family. It's a special occasion today, and I want to slip out. But before I do, can I join Pastor and others by praying, God, let your love flow through me today. I want you to meet every need of every person, God, by letting your love flow. Can you say in Jesus' name? I close with this verse, Romans chapter 5, this last part of the verse. It says, hope maketh not ashamed, but look at this part, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. I'd like to take us for just a moment past the level of being Christians sitting in church on Mother's Day, to that level where we let the Holy Ghost fall on us, where we let the Spirit of God flow through us, because that verse promises us that the Holy Ghost will cause the love of God to flow through us. Anybody willing to pray that kind of prayer? I wonder if you would bow your heads with me right now. And perhaps most of us can pray a simple prayer of repentance. If you cannot pray that prayer, I'd love for you just to consider staying as we pray. Jesus, empty me of anything that keeps your love from flowing through me right now. Everybody pray in your own words a prayer of repentance. Lord Jesus, if there's anything that would keep your love from flowing through me right now, I ask you, Lord, right now, in Jesus' name, empty me, Lord, of anything that keeps your love from flowing through me right now. Forgive me, Lord, of anything that keeps your love from flowing through me right now. In the name of Jesus, in a crowd this size, I'm sure most of us could say, Jesus, forgive me for my sins today. If there are some things that have happened, some things that I've done or said, that in my own mind at least, they trap me, make me feel like you don't love me, Lord, I want to release that to you right now in repentance. Maybe something I should have done, but I didn't do it, God. And now it seems like it plagues my memory. And God, I want to release that right now through repentance. Forgive me for anything that stands in the way of your love flowing through me right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Ikala masiko tiate la katia tororoboso. Ilara raboko tiate la raria tororoboso. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Ikala la masiko tiate la rariando. Ikala masiko toriate la rariando rororoboso. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. I'm going to risk something here. And I hope you'll just stay with me just a few more moments. But would you stand without leaving? It's not going to be long, but could you just stand? But don't just head out the door. Just stand right where you are. Thank you. This is beautiful. Thank you. It's not going to be much longer now. But I'd like for you to do me a favor. Most of you are probably standing by someone that you know, a family member or a friend. And there's a good chance that many of you are standing by someone that you love. You just have a connection with them, whether it's family or church family or whatever. Before you do anything else, I want you to consider that person you're standing with, that no matter how much you love them, wouldn't you be delighted, ecstatic, excited for the love of God to flow through them right now? Does that make sense? It could be a friend, it could be a family member, it could be a guest. If I could be used of God for the love of God to flow through my friend right now, my family member right now, the scripture promises us, and the apostle Paul said, I am praying that the love of God would be revealed to the saints, to the people of God, that the love of God would be revealed to anybody that's in the sanctuary right now. And then Paul said that love is shed abroad by the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God can connect. When two people link up together and pray the prayer of faith, the love of God will flow. I'm asking you, if you're with someone that you know, can you put a hand on a shoulder or take them by the hand right where you're standing? Would you ask the love of God to flow through them? You don't have to be a member of this church to pray this prayer, but would you ask the love of God to flow through them right now? Just ask the love of God to flow through them right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, if you are here and you are filled with the Holy Ghost, could you pray in the Spirit right now? If you are here and you are filled with the Holy Ghost, could you pray for the Spirit of God to be poured out right now upon the person that you're praying with? Everybody praying right now, just for another moment. Everybody praying that the love of God would flow. Everybody praying that the love of God would flow. God, you know exactly You know exactly what the needs are. You know exactly what the circumstances are. You know exactly what the situations are. Let your love flow. Let your love flow. Let your love flow right now. God, help the person I'm praying with right now to know your love on a deeper level. Help the person I'm praying for right now to know your love on a greater level.
In the name of the Lord.
In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Kalama satala kaya la 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 ma masaya. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Praise God. Like so many of you here today, I have been on the giving end and the receiving end of sharing the love of Jesus Christ. I know what it's like to do something that causes someone to feel the love of God. I'm talking about simple ways that you can show the love of God. I also know what it's like to receive that kind of love from the actions of others. And I don't want to minimize that today, but I do want to speak for the love of God that's shed abroad through the Holy Ghost. It's wonderful, those people that have talked to me and they've encouraged me, or someone that maybe I've helped because they were hungry and I was able to provide for. Boy, the love of God that flows that way is so powerful and so beautiful. But please do not minimize what happens, as has happened to so many of us. When you are seeking God, you are reaching out to Him, and His Spirit overwhelms you. And as His Spirit flows, the love of God impacts you supernaturally. How many have ever experienced that? That's what God wants to do in this place today. That's what God wants to do in this place. I'm talking about more than saying, wow, that was a nice service, or wow, those were nice people. I'm talking about someone saying, God, I want your love to fill me. I want your Spirit to fill me with your love. And in just a moment, we're going to open up this altar. We're going to invite people that are sick or people that have other needs to come, and we're going to pray for them. But if you have never been filled with the Spirit of God, or if you are someone that wants to be filled with the Spirit of God in a way that is supernatural, I would love for you to join the others that come and pray. And when you come, you just raise your hands and start loving Jesus. You just raise your hands and just start worshiping Jesus. And as you love Him, His love is going to flow supernaturally towards you. I'm asking for our elders and their wives to come. Just make a line of people that can pray for others that are coming. Just come and stand and face this congregation. Come on, if you're in the ministry and you can help us right now, you and your spouse, come and get ready to help us pray with people that need miracles. If you know how to pray the prayer of faith and you want to join us right now, this is beautiful. This is beautiful. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for helping us. If you need a healing in your body, or if you need a miracle in your life, Or you would just be willing to come and say, I want to be filled with the Spirit of God. Would you come right now for this closing prayer? Would you come right now? If you need an answer to prayer, if you need a blessing in your life, let one of these or let some of these that are up here pray with you in these last few moments that we have together. Anybody that needs prayer because you're sick or you need prayer for a special need in your family, if you would come forward right now. And if you would like to receive the Holy Ghost, if you would like to receive the love of God in a supernatural way, would you come forward right now and let the love of God touch your life? Let the love of God touch your life. Come on, we're not going to take long today, but we do have an opportunity right now for someone to receive a miracle, for someone to receive a blessing right now. In the name of Jesus. There's room at the altar for you. There's room at the altar for you. If you have never received the Spirit of God, if you've never been filled with the power of God and the love of God, just come, let us pray for you. If you need an answer to prayer, if you need a healing or a miracle on every level, any level, would you come? Let somebody pray a prayer of faith for you right now. Hallelujah. We're getting ready for a baptism. Those that help us with that, we need your help. We thank the Lord for what he's doing right now. Some are still praying and reaching out to the Lord. But I wonder if across this sanctuary, we could just express to the Lord how much we love him. Would you just begin to love the Lord with your own heart, with your own words right now? Express your love to the Lord right now. I love you, Jesus, and thank you for your grace. Just use your words to describe your love for God. Use your voice to express your love for the Lord right now. In the name of Jesus, we love you. We love you, Jesus. And we praise you for it, God. We love you and we bless your name for it, God. Oh, that's it. Just praise him out of a heart filled with love for him right now. Just worship him. From a heart that's filled with love for him right now. He loves your worship. You bring him the gift of your worship right now. Your love to him. Your love to him right now.